Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
So the Gauteng permanent delegates to the National Council of Provinces will undertake a week-long program to do a bit of oversight in Gauteng. We're glad about that. They started today and they started in Tshwane, in Soshanguve. So on the line with us is leader of the NCOP in Gauteng, Delegate Jane Manani. So thank you so much for making time for us. A very good evening to you.
Evening, Pamela, and good evening to your viewers.
Welcome to
your listeners.
Yes, welcome to you all to Gauteng. We really are happy to have you here. And let's talk about your program and what you're looking to look at.
Okay, thank you. You can recall that last year you once invited us during our provincial week to come and actually share what we were doing during that provincial week, of which it was the 16th to the 20th of September 2024.
Mm-hmm.
But currently now we are on the provincial week of 2025, where our theme is about building viable municipalities for enhanced delivery of basic services to communities. So as Gauteng Collective Permanent Delegate, we then agreed that we're not going to be going to new projects. So we are going back where we have went, more especially where we felt that the report was not satisfying. But what has happened to date, we got a brief overview from the premier, MECs, and those in charge in terms of those particular projects by HODs and DPGs and DGs with regards to progress. One can tell you that there's progress from where we started in 2024 till now. However, in this process, you would know members would raise their issues of concern that they feel that they are repetitive. For instance, in terms of what we got in our engagement today, in all the projects that we had interest about, which is the Human Living Monument, Trans Orange School for the Deaf, and part of secondary school in Soshanguve. We were surprised that some of the issues that were raised 2024, issues of contracts that are delaying the process, and things that are not being done according to the timeframes, are the same issues that were actually picked up as concern by members.
I mean, that's quite concerning. If there are issues that you raise in 2024, and we're still here, and there really isn't movement, and what do they have to say for themselves, especially the HODs?
With regards to the HODs, actually, there's a program in plan to make sure that they respond to pending issues, of which we have requested them to actually send that program of action that it details in terms of what is it that they are doing on daily basis with regards to this particular project. To our surprise and of which is something that we think that it's good that they have done, is that at the Human Living Monument, there's an A team, which is a technical team, that has been deployed there to ensure that that particular project has been fast-tracked. So that come next year, the February 2026, they are able to open the Women Living Monument, because you would know this program has been just delayed until to date. Nothing has come up. But from them, with regards to the Living Monument, at least there's engagement with the municipality of Tshwane, because most of the issues that are impeding to the project is relating to landscape issues and as well certificate of occupation by Tshwane Municipality in collaboration with the Department of Infrastructure. So they are trying to meet on a quarterly basis to ensure that they deal with those particular issues. And I must say, they have made commitment that they will be briefing us as the NCOP on a quarterly basis, maybe through submission in terms of our offices in NCOP, or come for engagement in the NCOP.
Tell me this. Do you feel, as the NCOP, that the provinces themselves have adequate mechanisms in place to do their own monitoring even before you come a year later to request for updates on the very things that you highlighted before you left?
With us today, they have actually indicated that they do have teams that they have now deployed in all these construction sites to ensure that they take process and actually track what is happening on the site. So I must say, with what we have seen before and what we got today, there's an improvement on some part of the project that one can say that they are in completion, pending some issues that needs to be done by contractors.
Are you happy with the pace? Are you happy with the pace?
To be honest, as the collective, from what we got today, we are very happy. And I must say, in one of the schools that we have visited, the one of the deaf school, everything there we have been told that it's complete in terms of a pending project.
All right.
The only thing that is left, of which they are working around, is the issue of where facilities that they have been promised, sports facilities, of which they are in discussion with the department. And we hope that maybe by next year, they would get response in terms of what is happening. But again, from our side as NCOP, we have informed them that other issues that needs to the National Treasury, our members from different select committees, they will be able to do submissions through their engagement with the ministers as they come before the select committee to assist in some other project that you are picking up as delays based on the issue of the budget.
Okay.
So one of the things that we are doing as the NCOP, when we are being given this opportunity to come for provincial week and work in our communities, is to ensure that issues that we can elevate from a province to national level, we are able to pick them up as it when we do this particular oversight. And we would be doing submissions to different portfolio committees in the National Assembly and as well select committees in the NCOP, so that these issues must not wait as it when we do thematic programs like as we are doing this provincial week, but it should be issues that we raise as real realities of our people on the ground, even if when we do undertakings and statements during the sessions with ministers, deputy president, and the president. So these are the things that we'll be using as concerns to be raised for intervention at that particular level.
May I ask that this is the kind of a strange time for citizens, because we are heading to the elections, local government elections, lack of trust, and very little of what they say we take completely. We take parts of it with a pinch of salt. And so we look to your like, we look to the NCOP to tell us really what's going on. Are you able to, in this week that you're here, able to engage with citizens on the ground directly? Not the province, not the HODs, but directly with the citizens?
Yes, it would know in terms of the nature of the work that we do.
Yes.
When you get to the area, obviously, those involved as stakeholders and communities would get to the area where you are, and we don't close them out. When they have issues that they want to raise, when we are being given responses by those involved as business people and the department in those projects, they are able to say, but here, this is not the true reflection of what is happening. Like today, where we were at Simpato, we had engagement with the SGP and other community members who felt that the issues that we were responded on, they were not a true reflection of what is happening. We gave them opportunities to raise their issues. We then took those matters back to those people who were responding, who are in charge of those projects, to respond to those issues. But at the ultimate end, there was a resolve because of issues that they were raising. Apparently, they were dealt with within this week and today late. And we ask, were these issues dealt with because of
you? Because you were coming, yes.
And then we were then responded that they were in process. So they were in process. It's unfortunate the SGP and those who had interest in terms of why the contractor is not being paid, they didn't have that information that the contractor has been paid. We even went to a length of engaging with the contractor to actually speak on what has been raised by just a general community to say he has not been paid. The contractor spoke to say that, no, in terms of my relationship with the department as well, when we have issues, I do raise my issues. But the challenge with the project that we are working with is that we are working on a fixed budget. And when we deal with construction issues,
change.
You will get that materials are expensive and you cannot, you know, do that adjust with the inflation of those particular materials. So that is the challenge that is happening, that they wish that there should be legislation in place that if prices go up, they are able to even catch up as contractors. But so far, I think in Gauteng, they are trying by all means to ensure that stakeholders involved in terms of projects with regards to tenders, mm-hmm. they are being dealt with accordingly to ensure that they promote good governance. We even went to a length of asking if there's any cases with regards to corruption, and we were told there's none so far that they know of. But what they know is that in areas where they work, people do vandalism to those projects that are ongoing.
So I mean, this is good that you are able to hear from, and obviously, as you're saying, that's obviously the nature of what happens at a site visit, an oversight visit. But can you impress on stakeholders to speak up even when you're not there to facilitate the oversight visit? Because that's where the problem is. People don't know how to reach government. People don't know how to raise their issues before you come into the force. So you had to be there to facilitate a discussion where they were updated on the progress of certain things. Can they please make it a priority to update the communities? Tell us what's okay. happening, even when things are not going well.
All right, Pimelo. Yeah. Yes, I like this question, because at least in spaces where we go as the province delegate, we ensure that we even teach people about the constitutional mandate of the NCOP.
Yes.
So one of the things that I've shared with them is to inform them that we have the Committee of Executive Undertakings and Petitions, mm-hmm. where they can petition us mm-hmm. when they feel that they've been exhausting all these avenues but not getting attention to resolve their issues. So we have shared our contacts with us that they can engage with us as it when they want.
Excellent.
And as I have indicated, in our composition, we have one member who sits on the social cluster. Mm. Of the social cluster, it's that one that deals with all these projects that we were focusing on, of which it's education, sports, and social development. So we have exchanged their contacts to those people to say that when there are issues, they would need to raise a flag to this member of the select committee, so that if our issue doesn't come, the issue of the oversight, but continuous a mitigation type of setup. Because as Gauteng delegates, we want to professionalize oversight. Excellent. Hence, we are coming back to those projects that we visited in 2024, so that we are able to even gauge us if this oversight is responsive to the issues of our people. So hence, we this time around, we are going back to where we feel that we were not satisfied by the responses.
We like that. Where are you tomorrow? We're coming. We're coming in our numbers.
You must come. That's what I actually asked them. You know, it is so nice if you have this interview just immediately after the engagement. So that you are able to be asking us, why did you ask that question as members of parliament?
Yes.
What is it that you can assist to make things better? So tomorrow, we will send you our program so that you know that tomorrow we are in Ekurhuleni,
okay.
and which project are we attending to.
Okay.
The same project that we are attending to tomorrow is the one that we went to in 2024.
Okay.
And when we got the briefing today, there's progress that is happening, but we need to go and see that 92% of work that has been done in flesh, so that we can be able to say at least our oversight is responding to issues rather than being a tick box.
Okay, we look forward to talking to you at the end of the week. Have a fantastic time, and yeah, maybe you'll see us, maybe you won't see us, maybe we'll be quiet. But thank you, Mayor. Really appreciate your time.
No, thank you, and we really appreciate this interview, because most of the time people, they don't know the work of the NCOP.
Thank you very, very much. Leader of the NCOP Gauteng delegation, this is Jane Mananiso. And they're here from today all the way to the 20th. 1st of November. What we'll do is that we will, you know, we'll give you an update every single day to say, well, tomorrow they'll be here. So tomorrow they're in Ekurhuleni, and at the end of the show, I'll give you more details, especially if you're in that area. If you want to go and participate, have your say. This is your government. They want to hear from you. You are the one on the ground who understands the issues on the ground. So we'll give you those details until they finish their oversight visit on the 21st of November.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.